And we are back. We're joined now by a couple of people involved in a book that came out a year or two ago. It's called Shot All to Hell, Jesse James, The Northfield Raid, and The Wild West Great Escape. We have the author, Mark Lee Gardner. Mark, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, you're welcome. Good morning. It's a great day.
And welcome back. I think we had you on right when the book came out.
When the book for the original nonfiction book came out in 2013.
Mm-hmm. So, it's been that long?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty amazing. In fact, I wrote another book since then. It's been published. So
just one?
Yeah, just one. Yeah, it takes about 3 years of book. Yeah.
And you're joined by Nate Olson, who is the illustrator of the book. Nate, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, I understand you are not local here. You've come from a long way off.
You know, so I've been in Boston the last few years. I went to college out there because my parents moved to the East Coast. But before then, actually, they were living right here in Northfield.
Oh, were they?
My dad's Eric Olson. His parents are Dwayne and Joan Olson.
And are you out east now, or...
So
here
I
now,
just
or?
Moved to Alaska, to Sitka, Alaska.
Okay.
Beautiful Sitka, Alaska.
All right.
Very, very rainy.
Is there a lot of illustrating out there, or is it?
You know what? There actually is a pretty awesome arts community there.
Really?
For whatever reason, it just attracts a lot of artists. There's a kind of famous art camp there, and I think it's just so pretty. You know, a lot of painters. You know, there's a lot of tourists coming through, so there's just all these art shops downtown. It's a pretty unique little community.
How long have you been there now?
Just a few months.
Okay.
Since June.
All right. Well, welcome back to Northfield.
Thank you.
Were you able to see some people for Townie Night last night during defeat days?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, one of the funny things, he met his dad's scoutmaster. Well, last night.
Yeah, I had no idea. Yeah. He didn't have any idea either. We were just talking, and then it came up, like, who's your dad? And then he's like, you know what? Is he, like, 58 years old now? I was his scoutmaster.
And, you know, Nate's grandfather was a physicist at St. Olaf, and his grandmother was an archivist at St. Olaf, and then she was an archivist at the Northfield Historical Society, and both archives are named for her. Joan Olson.
Sure. Okay, yeah, Joan. Yeah. That's your grandmother?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Joan, she worked there for many years.
Yes, she did.
Let's talk about the book. You are back with the book. Tell us, just kind of give us the idea of why did you do this? Are you like an Old West? Are you fond of the Old West, I presume?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Missouri and just a few miles from where Jesse James was born. And have always had that interest, you know, from childhood. But this particular book, a graphic novel, so it's an adaptation from the book that we talked about back in 2013. And the way that came about was Nate is a very accomplished artist and had approached me because of his Northfield connections and sent me samples of his work, which were outstanding. And we talked, kind of tried to line out how this graphic novel would come about. And he sent me some samples of, did some chapter samples at the very beginning, and I was very impressed. So was my literary agent, who then became Nate's literary agent, and he found a publisher. So this is a fully illustrated, beautiful color adaptation of that original book.
Let's talk about that. Did you... having, you know, somebody else's book, but you kind of know the story. Of course, you're from Northfield, so you have some background with the story. But how do you go about illustrating that, writing that, and turning that into artwork?
Well, I should say, actually, at first, I wasn't really that excited to do it. I had heard so much about Jesse James that as, like, a little kid, it kind of was like white noise. And I was like, I don't know what's so fascinating here. And it wasn't until my dad, like, recommended that I read Mark's book that I actually sat down, read it, and I was like, wow, this is a really cool story. It has some great imagery in it, and I think it would make a fantastic graphic novel. The challenge... at first was really figuring out how to turn a 300-page book into like a 120, 150-page graphic novel. I found that each page of text became like two pages of a graphic novel. So if I did it like cover to cover, that's like a 600-page graphic novel. So it was really figuring out what to cut down, what to trim. That was the challenge.
Boy, the things you don't think of. Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, that would be just a huge... huge volume.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've done a graphic novel? Do you specialize in that?
Or? I'd say that I had been working professionally about 2 or 3 years, just freelance. And I did some comic book work. Like, I did a web comic for to promote a film that was coming out, like an indie film called The Men. It was like a science fiction kind of thriller.
Uh-huh.
Almost like 2001 Space Odyssey type of thing. But that was only 8 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had other, like, painting jobs, other smaller gigs. But this was really the first, like, fully finished, like, large graphic novel project that I've ever worked on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it the largest project you've ever worked
on?
Yeah,
largest project.
Yeah, just
yeah,
curious.
I mean, it's 3,000 hours, I think, total went into this project when I calculate everything.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a year of my life distilled into that small book.
Wow. Now, is this something, do you think you'll pursue that avenue for future art
projects?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we've already talked. I mean, if the book does well, I'd like to work on his first book, which was To Hell and a Fast Horse, about Billy the Kid.
Okay.
And then actually I'm just about to start a smaller graphic novel project. It's kind of like a post-apocalyptic tale. The author's out in California. He actually saw my work from Shot All to Hell and then approached me, thought that my art style would be really good for his story.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you get quicker at this? I mean, is everyone going to be a year and a half?
Yes. Gosh. Hopefully. Hopefully I continue to get quicker. And I could tell from the beginning it was taking me like a month to do like 3 pages, and then by the end of it, I was doing like 20 pages in a month. So,
You have to get, I guess, the characters established is kind of like a book. You have to get the look of a character and the kind of the mannerisms and try to capture that. That's probably not an easy thing to do.
It was, it took some preliminary sketches for sure to get the characters right to the point where I could draw them and have them like look the same. Like, that's a huge challenge, getting the characters right.
And the characters, are they based on your imagination? Are they based on historical pictures and photographs of the era?
A little of both. I would look at the pictures, and then honestly I would think about what would be the best visually. For instance, if there were a few characters that tended to look the same, like I need to make them look distinct at a quick glance, you know. I feel like that's why in comics traditionally you have these like crazy outfits, right? Or like crazy colored hair. You find that a lot in anime because everyone kind of, like the cartoon characters, they all look the same. They all have the same face. So I think that was the challenge, is trying to make them unique, but then still look historically accurate.
And if you look at those historical photos, I'm sure you have, they all just posed with the same look on their face.
There's
not a lot of expression.
You're exactly right. You're onto it.
Even the dead guys from the raid.
trying to get them like laughing and smiling. When I was trying to draw Bob Younger laughing for the first time, I was like, I don't know what this guy's face looks like when he's laughing. I had to look at myself in the mirror laughing, but then he just looks like me. So,
yeah. Mark, let's go back to you. And as Nate had mentioned, not your first book on the Old West. You also had the one of Billy the Kid. Mm-hmm. What was? What are some of the other books? Do you focus solely on the Old West?
Well, I try to. That's been my passion since I was a child. My most recent book is the story of Theodore Roosevelt and the Rough Riders.
Okay.
But that was essentially a Western story as well, because that regiment was raised in New Mexico and Arizona, and the idea was that there was a bunch of cowboys are going to send to Cuba to whip the Spaniards. And Theodore Roosevelt's very associated with American West. He had a ranch in the Dakotas. In fact, my current book that I'm working on now is a dual biography of Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull, the Lakota leaders during the Indian War. So that's kind of my comfort zone is the American West.
Now, is this the first one, Shot All to Hell? Is that the first one you've made a graphic novel out of?
Yes, that's the very first. And I was going to add with Nate, it was really fun because he had to do research as far as not only the faces, but he can now draw a Smith & Wesson revolver and a Smith carbine, because we made sure that, the weapons that they had is what he depicts in his drawing. He has an appropriate locomotive for a train robbery, so he learned a lot of material culture of the 19th century as well as faces.
Wonderful. Yeah. That's boy, I can't wait to see that. You know, I was in the Historical Society last night, but I just visiting my wife, Terry, and had some other things to do, so I wasn't able to go in and meet with you. But it won't be my last opportunity. You're going to be here all weekend, correct?
Yes.
And that's, let me see, Saturday, you've got... 10:30 to 1, and that's at the Mark. That's going to be you at the tent. Is that correct?
Yes. That's okay. Nate over here.
Yeah. Or excuse me, with Nate. Mark, you're going to be in the tent.
Yes.
Nate, you're going to be in the tent from noon to 3.
Yeah. And then we're there this afternoon.
I've got the schedule.
Yeah. We're there this afternoon, also starting at 2:00.
I'm going to agree to whatever you say.
Yeah. Oh, and Nate, this is really cool. He is selling original sketches that were the preliminary artwork for the book. So he has
That's right. Yeah, one-of-a-kind original pencil drawings from the book are up for sale. So you can kind of see the line work that went into making the final page.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool stuff. Did you ever, you know, growing up in Northfield, did you ever stop and think, yeah, boy, in a few years I'm going to be back here signing autographs?
Never.
Nope. Yeah.
Well, what a neat feeling. What a neat feeling. Awesome. And good work on that. So once again, they'll be here all weekend today from 2 to 6 signing. There's a book signing with both of them at the Northfield Historical Society. So stop on in. And also over the weekend as well, you'll see them out in the tent out front. So, and Sunday, that's both Saturday and Sunday. So.
We'll also be watching the raid reenactments, too. We're excited to see that.
So. All right. Yeah, well, we're excited to have you. Thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck with the book signing, and enjoy your time in Northfield.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
All right. That is, once again, Mark Lee Gardner with the book Shot All to Hell, Jesse James, The Northfield Raid, and The Wild West's Great Escape. That's now a graphic novel with artist Nate Olson.